something. So you were talking about just how, like, what's going on in the democracy, the threats to democracy, and I haven't checked in the last week or so, but are you among the House Democrats who are supporting impeachment, opening impeachment hearings, or are you not inclined to think that we should have hearings at all?
Well, right now I'm doing what our constitutional authority has laid out and what Mueller's report has specifically outlined as the areas that we should look at. So that's what we're following through on. So for instance, I'm on Financial Services Committee. We requested his financial documents from Deutsche Bank. Those were coming. There's now been an appeal, but we're still in the process of making that happen. I want to make sure that we protect this country from any foreign interference or obviously from any activity that the president created that could put our country in harm's way, because nobody's above the law. But we've got to do what we need to do, which is our due diligence in getting the investigations done to make sure we can move forward in the right direction.
Well, some legal scholars say that with the White House flouting subpoenas just all across the board, that if the House had formal impeachment hearings, that it would strengthen the legal case for forcing White House officials to comply with those subpoenas.
Well, we're starting to force them to comply, and as a matter of fact, they're starting to come to hearings. We're starting to get better reception on getting the documents that we need, and we know that there are next steps to take if we continue to see anybody that we need to be speaking with limiting our powers. We know that we can go as far as obviously holding people in contempt. We can jail them. These are things that are under our authority, and so we're going to exercise everything under our authority to move forward in the right direction. We've got to get to the bottom of this. We need to make sure that our country's safe, but we also need to do so in a way that that is above the law, to make sure that whatever we find has solid evidence behind it.
So what would need to happen for you to be on board with opening hearings of impeachment, understanding that having hearings doesn't tie you to any formal voting out articles or a censure motion or anything, but what would need to happen for you to be supportive of actual impeachment hearings as opposed to the investigations that are happening now?
I don't have an exact answer for that at this time. I mean, I think it's important that we take a look at what we're already doing right now and making sure that we push that agenda forward. And if we're a couple of weeks, 3-4 weeks out, and we're still not getting anywhere, then we'll have to look at different options, and that could be one of them. But we have to just exercise what's the right way to do this, the legal way to do this, and then if we can't get where we need to go with those legal parameters, then we may have to look at that process.
So you wouldn't rule it out then?
Well, I wouldn't rule anything out, absolutely not. What we want to try and do is the way that's going to be in the best interest of the American people. I mean, I know that's what the speaker's trying to do. It hasn't been easy, and quite honestly, we are being put up against the wall, and there is a limit to that. And that's where we'll have to peel off and see what needs to be done next.
Okay.